finally made it. Finally made it.
I didn't think we'd make it this
long. Yes, sir.
Yeah,
I ain't feel like we'll ever record this bitch. It's been 3 months.
After my golf reference, I just knew we were done.
Your golf reference with some other things that almost got us took out. Chad talking about Magic Johnson and L. Jr. did.
When the fuck did I say that?
Episode 8. I remember it specifically. We were sitting across from each other. I remember like it was yesterday. I just think you're a waste of a big dick. Like you said it.
Yeah, boy. Wow.
Somebody said who you think dribble better, him or his daddy?
Dribble what?
That was it. Sorry. This is the last one, baby. we've been through a lot. 100 episodes.
100 episodes.
It's really been more.
Early,
it's more than a couple. You got to think early when we were just trying to, still learning and figuring the technology shit out. Like, mm-hmm. We had to throw away a lot of shit.
We threw away some good episodes.
Like, too. I got some gems, like, sitting on my hard drive.
We even have half episodes. We can even, like, piece together and be like.
Did we throw away that episode that, when Jeter was in town?
Yeah, we had to.
That was the first throwaway.
Yeah, because we had, like, whole-ass niggas in the audience that wouldn't shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
It was Nick and Jeter. It was before you. It would have been episode 3.
I remember.
It was my birthday, matter of fact.
Yeah. We threw away.
Tony was over there talking about his baby.
Oh, because Shorty went and put some shit in the microwave.
Yeah.
While we were recording.
Yeah.
One, pop a popcorn.
There's one episode we had to throw away. MJ went in there and pissed for 2 goddamn minutes. And then we almost threw one away. Some chick hit me up like, "Can you tell MJ to back the fuck up from the mic chewing that goddamn gum?"
Yeah,
I remember that.
Yeah,
it's been some shit.
It's been some people up here too.
Yeah.
There's some names up there.
Charlamagne. Shit, we didn't had
Lance.
We had somebody who said rolling paper. We had said somebody who said rosebud pussy toys. We didn't have. IKEA been up here 2 times talking about how somebody be tying her up or using wax on her. I don't know what the fuck she do.
Yeah, but, she wild.
Yeah.
She still only date Africans.
It makes sense. They got 15-inch dicks.
Yeah. But them, you got to think, the Africans, they love voluptuous women.
Yeah, she a big bitch.
I won't say all that.
Inside's right. Total right. Fucked up.
Yeah. I love IKEA. Even when I saw that land shit, me and her, we can go. Well, IKEA and us, we can go months without seeing each other. It's gonna be love regardless.
MJ say they gotta be 2 something to do something.
Facts.
She ain't 180. She ain't a lady.
You a lady?
Yeah. We can go on for a month and y'all come back on this little Nas.
that's how you look.
Y'all come back in on this Panini shit.
Goddamn. Hey, Panini. Won't you be a
man?
Anybody that say meaning in a song?
I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, me too.
Man.
I needed this.
This is the first time we all been together in.
I know for me, it feel like 2 months.
Yeah, I haven't seen you since you left.
So
honestly, I'm a little nervous. I feel like we ain't recorded in so long. This be the shit. We got some.
We about to throw away
pent up aggression that's gonna get us canceled.
We just come back. It's 5:01.
And I'm going to swing on Derek. Like, this motherfucker here, man. You do like Fat Lil Boosie.
I think I really have the mentality of Boosie, to be honest.
Y'all are both homophobes, that's for sure.
So we going to start off with the best rap beat since Biggie and Tupac?
It's number one on the list.
This is the best rap beat since Biggie and Tupac.
Thanks, though.
It's also
who's Tupac? He the troll.
I seen somebody post. They said Boosie woke up at 6 a.m. this morning with Lil Nas X on his mind, him sucking dick.
Yeah.
Come on. Of his background.
It was 5:54 a.m., bro. Yeah.
They say if you yell Lil Nas X 5 times, Boosie appears.
Hey, and as soon as I seen that, it made me think of that goddamn TikTok video I seen. Terrence Howard saying Candyman.
Can't come out. I actually say Candyman. That's what I said. Candyman, man. Like, nah, bro. Like, this, like I said before, if Boosie would just leave Lil Nas X alone, he'll stop.
You think so?
Yeah. He's troll. What? Why do trolls troll? Because people keep paying attention.
Yeah.
People keep trying. Just like who was it? What's the little colorful head boy? Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga was the only. Reason the nigga kept doing what he was doing because he kept making money and kept fucking with him.
Now,
if you give him attention, they gonna keep seeking it.
True.
That boy had a maternity shoot. He had a whole maternity shoot.
Can we agree that the shit was weird, man?
It was weird. He had Beyonce beat. It was the same shit. Same flowers and all.
This shit is beyond weird, man.
It's weird. It's just strange,
my issue is, can we let our women have something? Like, we didn't took nose piercings from them.
This it. This the episode.
You know?
This the topic.
We didn't took so... I ain't gonna say.
No, go ahead.
My coworker got two of them. I see you look like...
You took a dick from
him. That's exactly what I was gonna say. That's exactly what I was gonna say. Like...
Did they?
Nah, it's
actually... You know, actually... Wrong. they said oral sex like originated in the in the gay community. I don't know. Bitch, I ain't come up with that.
I always wonder who came up with
that. I read that in a book.
So
what's wrong with you?
So they just taking it back.
Yeah, they reclaiming
what history repeats.
Yeah, reclaiming what was rightfully theirs to begin with. Whatever.
So
do your thing.
In my opinion, man, and this is just my opinion.
What? Justin on the fence.
I said, do your thing, Justin.
I'm on the fence about something else, but we'll talk about that.
Yeah, about putting dildo in your ass if it's a woman doing
it. Hold up!
If it's a woman doing shit, that shit is hetero.
That's what they say. Maybe I don't want it.
Not even if it's a one bullets.
Is it a D battery?
God damn! Damn! He talking about more like a hollow point. What you need batteries? God damn! You're a freak.
But nah, man. Like I think Boosie made some good points, but at the same time, I think
it's not the day and age.
It's not. 10 years ago, if he was to say what he said, it wouldn't be any issues. In today's day and age, there's an issue.
When did it change?
That's a great question.
When society changed? Like, when 45 got in, or was it a little bit before that? Because think about this. Like,
that's a great question.
Rick Ross in 2013 said he put Molly all in her champagne. She didn't even know it. I took her home and enjoyed that. She didn't even know it. If he would have said that in 2018, he couldn't have.
He did catch a little hell, though.
He got a little hell.
Reebok dropped him. A couple people dropped him.
And what happened to Reebok?
They end up flopping.
I ain't bought a pair since.
Well, you probably didn't buy a pair before that.
I had like
Last pair you bought was G-Unit.
I had some questions.
The joints that look like the Jordans.
I had the questions. I had the red and white questions.
You had them like a couple years ago.
I had the black and red. Like, there's a period of time where I liked questions. I kept buying them. I had like three pairs.
And they're the only thing keeping them afloat.
Yeah.
So who won that? All he did was get taken off of first. Okay.
Yeah.
Rick Ross got a 165 acre mansion right now.
Yeah.
Leave him the fuck alone.
Yeah.
When did it change?
He sell thighs now.
He sell thighs.
Y'all had them yet?
Nah.
They're all right.
They juicy.
They small.
Oh, they chicken nuggets.
Yeah, pretty much.
So you can eat 12.
Yeah.
They got a bone in it?
They got bone in and boneless.
They got thigh fillets. Oh,
them boneless chicken thighs be
slap. Like yeah. You fried them?
Nah, I ain't fried them. I just grill them on the grill, yeah.
Them bitches bad on the grill.
When did it change? When society change?
Barack Obama.
No, because I remember a whole bunch of white people saying, like, this nigger shouldn't be in the White House.
Barack, when he start, when the agenda start getting pushed, yeah. What they say?
They get the gay agenda.
What they say? Yeah. When so that's his second term.
When they told Black he could use whatever bathroom he wanted to use.
that was during 45.
Was it really?
Mm-hmm. Are you sure?
Yeah, we were living
in thought that was on the tail end of 44.
It was. It was the ACC tournament.
Yeah.
I thought we were living together.
Y'all ain't lived together in a long time.
I'm talking about our first apartment.
No.
No, because, bro, they canceled the 2017 All-Star game because of that.
Who was it? When did Obama get that out of 16?
16.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Dang. 16 was his last year.
I felt like they were talking about that shit. Because remember, Obama legalized.
But that was North Carolina.
From a federal level, he legalized gay marriage, which is okay. You know, but
it was then through the state level, like everybody.
Yeah, had. I mean, yeah.
This isn't about gay being right and wrong.
Y'all think that shit gonna happen? Yeah,
so it's more about like why Lil Nas X just gotta be on bullshit all day.
Yeah, like you taking maternity photos.
But the
like,
thing is, if we say something about that, we're the issue. Though.
Yeah, and that's what I don't.
So
like.
Here's my thing.
It's like, I'm going to be shamed because I want to exercise my masculinity.
Here's my thing.
I want to eat pussy. Yeah, that's crazy.
I fuck with Frank Ocean. Okay?
Yeah.
I will sing Forrest Gump in my car when I'm by myself.
I sang Chanel in front of y'all.
I don't give a damn.
I see both sides like Chanel.
You ain't got Frank Ocean out here doing this goofy ass shit like Lil Nas X. And I guess Lil Nas X, what he wants to happen is happening because he
getting attention.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he got me thinking, like, goddamn. He's like, unfortunately, like, he has garnered my attention, and right. Now he's getting, you know, he's like, all right, I got your attention.
Have you listened to his music?
Nah.
Have you ever listened to
his music? Not since that horse.
The Old Town Road and what?
Just the radio stuff.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I listened to the remix with Billy Ray Cyrus.
I'm not gonna lie to you, I thought Panini was dope.
The baby feature. Yeah.
I think the baby went crazy.
Yeah.
He had a song with Cardi B that.
He got more songs after that?
Yeah, bro. He got a song with I'm the White Boy right now.
Who?
The White Boy. And Jack Harlow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's some controversial shit too, because like the way the video started off, he's in court. It's Nike versus him. You know, he had the whole Nike shit. Excuse me. And he was like, the lawyer was basically on some shit, which the lawyer is him. Like, he was like, are you gay? And like everybody was like in the background. You're like, yeah. And he was like, did your mama know you're gay? He was like, yeah. And then I don't know, I stopped watching the video after that.
Okay.
Oh, it was just stupid. Had nothing to do with him being in this video. It was just stupid.
So, in my opinion,
yeah, it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, okay, boo.
So, like, I have no issues with him being gay. None at all.
Somebody said one of his background dancers looked like Black shaking ass.
Wait a minute.
There you go.
I
seen him twerk.
What?
I seen you twerk.
No, you have not.
We was at Mirage one day. You opened up your jersey and started whining. You know,
I got a video of you doing the busy cheesy. That nigga
started rotating his hips.
Nah, but like it's just like my thing is like, man, can the females have something? Like you doing a maternity shoot?
You remember
they use tampons now? Men do.
What? For what?
So, in essence, they're women, but they identify as men.
Man, listen.
You ain't seen them commercials?
No.
I'm confused.
I got those channels blocked on AT&T.
AT&T?
Yeah.
You know they took my discount away, bitches.
Why?
Because they got sold.
Oh, for real?
They got sold to DirecTV. Well, somebody bought DirecTV and AT&T TV. So, it's DirecTV streaming. So he took my discount away. So of course, guess what I did?
You took all of it off.
Yeah, I'm game.
But no, do y'all feel like Boosie is wrong though?
No, because he's got his own opinion.
I feel like he's extra.
Okay.
Everybody has their own opinion.
Why you say he's extra?
Just don't say it on the internet. Like I said, we're at this point now. We know. Like, don't. You can't say certain shit. Like,
but I don't know. Why should he not be able to say it though?
It ain't that. Like, don't tweet at 5:54 a.m. that he next thing he gonna do is suck his background dancing dick. Like, come on, cuz. that little shit like that. Yeah. I'm like, okay, Boosie. So that's the like dilemma we're in, because like it's free speech, but then again, it's not.
It's not free speech, man.
We can't say or do anything we want anymore.
You can't.
But the thing is, I like to fight.
So
that's crazy. Well,
somebody brought up the point. Goes back to like. So I heard somebody saying it's kind of true. The Constitution don't really mean shit no more.
It never did.
Never did.
For us, no.
It never did.
Constitution don't mean shit.
Think about how much shit is still in that Constitution that is pretty much racist, discriminatory. Like,
no, pretty much.
If you've got to,
it still refers to us as three fifths of a man.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We're subhuman.
Yeah. Come on now.
And you had to.
You still got the 13th Amendment. And this is.
Who said that? Was it Lincoln?
What's that?
That said we were Abraham Lincoln. That said black people were when subhuman. They're less.
When the vote started counting.
They're not a full man.
I guess whatever political
party. You was alive when he was.
Yeah. Me and your stepfather. But.
I'm gonna tell him. He can't beat your ass.
Whatever political party wanted the slaves' votes to count, and I guess the Southerners didn't, and they came to the agreement that hey, 3/5. Oh, we can take 3/5.
But that don't even make sense. Though.
It don't, because it takes five niggas to make three.
yeah, for real. I guess I had it, like yeah. That's crazy. Do y'all ever like to sit back and realize like
the world is stupid?
It's like it's reversing course. It's going back to right to almost how it was before. It was like segregation opened up back to basically segregation again. But yeah, whatever. I don't know. We're weird.
Yeah, I think, and I know this is totally going off subject, but I think separate but equal would have been great for us if we would have kept it.
It's just we were never equal. Just how we ain't now. But yeah. that was the whole issue.
But the thing but is, once, black people adapt.
Once they saw us.
They didn't in the 50s.
They would have.
You think so?
Yeah.
And I say that because I feel like once they saw us, you know, building our own banks, own
that's
grocery stores.
That's why they bombed
stores.
Tulsa.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They saw that we was becoming self-sufficient and we wasn't relying on them. And they didn't like that.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like at that point, we were outnumbered. Like I said, we could do it now. Like then, it wasn't enough of us to pull that off. You know what I mean? Like we could really have guns now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I don't think niggas in like the 50s, 30s, well 30s, 40s, 50s could really have the weaponry we can have now. You know what I mean?
Like for instance, I don't know if y'all ever researched this or ever looked it up, but I read an article about the stereotype of black folks in Watermelon. You ever looked into?
Hell no.
Okay. So,
have you ever been to a watermelon?
Have I ever been to a watermelon?
No, bitten to one. I just want to see how that looked.
that's dumb.
Like James. Y'all eating it, man.
That's a dummy.
Hey. I'm trying to spit some real shit, man.
My bad.
So like after slavery ended, and it was during the Reconstruction era.
Yeah.
During the Reconstruction era, a lot of black people that were in the South, they made money off of selling watermelon. That's how they made a living.
Oh shit.
So. What white people did was they made that a negative connotation by posting images of a black face, black person with a big ass Kool-Aid smile eating watermelon or something like that. So that's where the negative connotation came in from.
Was that grape soda? I'm just saying, cause that's like, yeah, it's like when you talk about negative connotations, you talk grape about soda,
yeah,
grape soda, Kool-Aid.
But a lot of our ancestors actually like became wealthy off of that fruit, watermelon. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
and they made us
MJ said watermelon. No.
Technically,
yeah, that shit bought him a house.
You know what I mean?
I'm giving him a
fuck what y'all talking about. Goddamn, a cold slice of watermelon in the hot summer.
Hey. I've had watermelon so long, I can't even.
You know what, Chizzy? I get what you were saying earlier about being nervous. You know, we might be a little rusty. How the fuck we start off with talking about Bootsy?
And
goddamn,
that was your idea.
No,
that was your idea.
To watermelon. You know what I mean?
But Boosie looked like
he grew watermelon.
No.
And Lil Nas X, sweet as fuck. So
that nigga said, I got $1,000 for any nigga that can do the crate challenge right now.
Boosie said,
yeah. Huh? Up and down.
I can see you now. Crushing crates.
Big facts. I thought I was going to do the pallet challenge.
I'm nimble
as fuck. I'm centered.
Yeah, you're going to hit the ground.
I'm one with the earth.
Boy, you are wild. You have to go up there sideways.
I cooperate with gravity. Okay?
He's going to have to go there sideways, boy. Yeah.
Ain't no way.
NASA been doing research on me. They wonder how I do what I do.
Ain't no way you getting them 2 foots on one.
Somebody one day said, you so goddamn big, I bet you an hour ahead. I almost goddamn. Boy, I about to dump about 30 rounds off his chest. So who the fuck you talking to?
I feel him.
Yeah. Fuck wrong with y'all?
Donda.
Donda.
No, for that shit sound cult.
Yeah, it did.
The first track.
I understand Kanye.
Turn.
You do?
Yeah.
First track, I really do. Turn.
Listen, music is an art. And sometimes in art, there's...
Who's a better artist?
Between?
Him and Drake.
You know, MCM. This is MCM. He gonna say it's MCM.
I'm gonna beat somebody ass.
You really think Drake's a better artist? I'm talking about making music.
So
in a full scale of things,
Kanye's a genius, man. It's hard to,
you know,
it's
hard
to say. Yeah,
it's
art. He makes abstract art.
He does.
Yeah, you know I mean,
he's gonna
like, he's like
change
the
what you think you like.
Yeah. Yes,
of music,
of rap music. Yeah.
He's gonna change what you think you like.
Yeah, because
he put this out, I don't like it, and then 2 days later, this joint is actually all right. Like people are enjoying it now.
Yo, bro, you gotta listen to it because like, and like I get why he did the listening events. Not I get why he do listen. So he'll do one listening event. He'll hear it out loud in front of people. Mind you, we think it's good, but he's like, nah, this shit suck.
Mm-hmm.
I need to add more. So then he do a second one. Nah, fuck that. This mix on this song.
So he got paid to make corrections.
They said that nigga made $12 million for the album even dropped.
God damn.
Did y'all see it?
That's marketing genius.
But he owed a choir, don't he?
$1 million? Them little motherfucking had it. Yeah.
That nigga ain't paid Sunday service in about 3 months.
They made one album, little bitch. Like, they can go.
What?
They was in one song on this album.
They had the goddamn, the Massachusetts Mass Choir traveling all over the goddamn globe, and they weren't making a lick.
They sued for $1 million. I would have sued $1 million per person.
These niggas was getting the honey baked ham box sandwiches with the chips and the cookie and the banana.
You want to take it?
I would. them bitches slap. Okay.
But also, you got to give it to him, man. Like,
did you see the food list?
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Now he was charging $60
for a can of Pepsi.
That's crazy.
I seen people
Yeah.
drinking and eating at his joint,
too.
Huh?
I seen people eating and drinking and stuff. So yeah. The prices wasn't too much for him.
Yeah. Like, he's a marketing genius, man. Because what he did, even though it pissed us off as fans, he kept pushing this shit back. But in all honesty, it just made us want this shit even more. Like, even though we even though we probably all felt like, man, we fed up, man, fuck Kanye, we ain't listening to this shit, like, fuck it, whenever it come out, it come out. But I thought that shit in my head, in my head, but as soon as that shit released,
I was right there. You know why, though? I ain't gonna lie. I was off.
You said you was off?
I was off work. I had
to. Yeah, like, I woke up this morning, you put in the chat, like, at 1. Yeah.
That ain't dropped.
That Certified Lover Boy dropping. I'm like, fuck this nigga doing up. I didn't wait up for that album.
I did. We both did, actually. Yeah.
And it was only because I was off today. If I had to work today or yesterday, I wouldn't have stayed
up. With that being said, typically our Alexa is an alarm that plays gospel music in the mornings. Mm-hmm. I cut it off.
I got tired of playing.
I had something to listen to.
And you know, to be real with you, because these are two of the longest albums we've had in a long time.
True.
Donda was like 25 songs. Certified Lover Boy was 21.
Yeah.
And it took me 2 days to listen to Certified Lover Boy. It took me 2 days to get 3 listens.
Nigga, Certified Lover Boy ain't even been out for 2 days.
The thing that shocked
me. But I'm saying, like, so I stayed up the night before, and then the next day I had to finish it, yeah.
The thing that shocked me, though, was how both albums are pretty much star-studded.
Yeah. And Drake is a feature in himself, which is, I think it's weird that he has a lot of features.
Yeah.
That, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because he'll switch up his flow on the track.
Yeah, like...
Quit.
Yeah.
Drake can switch up a beat, a flow, and sing at the same time and be his own feature.
Yeah.
But it worked. Mm-hmm. Like, the features he... Like, you're talking about two of the... Probably the best artists of our generation. Mm-hmm. Let's be real. We're talking, like, Michael Jackson, Prince level artistry.
Frankie Beverly, amazing.
No disrespect. They let Beyonce take their shit, like. But
she paid bread for it.
Yeah, but like, the thing is, I rate them on the same level though. Mm-hmm. Huh? I get them both for 7.8.
Oh, just 1 hour.
So yeah,
like you're so obscure. Exact.
What?
7.8.
I can't get my 8, but I can't really get it. It's not.
It's stronger. Bad. It's a strong 7.
It's way stronger than a 7. Because, like, a production on both of them are fucking amazing.
It is. And, like, not to get away from Kanye and Drake, but the best album out to me right now, and also best production, Tyler the Creator. I'm sorry.
I don't know about production. But the
DJ Drama set that shit off.
Yeah, but I think it's a better album than both of them, personally.
Yeah.
Because it's rap.
I can name you one song on Tyler album. That's it.
The What's Your Name?
Yeah.
Man, but we told you to listen to it. You just didn't want to listen to it.
You tripping. Because as soon as Corso come on, I'm like, oh my goodness.
Lil Nas X, why I go listen to Tyler Creator, goddamn.
Man, the same book. He said some weird shit on his album. He said some shit like, he said, I don't know why you tripping. I'm down for the threesome. Because, like, her man didn't call. I said, Tyler, wow.
Yeah,
but that shit bumped, though. That shit fine. Like, that's the same thing with Frank Ocean.
Yeah. Music make you lose control.
Ice, yeah. Music. What's that? That's Missy Elliott.
Yeah, that's Missy Elliott.
Same garbage bag. Same garbage bag. But now, like, the thing is, like, Chizzy
Elliott. I see you now. You're a brother.
Yeah, you know what I think I was missing from Donda?
What's that?
I think missing from both of them. Rapping.
So, what do you mean? Did you notice that there's no curse words on Donda?
Yeah. Everything is secular with bro now.
Well, some of the features had curse words that were bleeped out.
Yeah. And most of them were nigga, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even Kanye said nigga a couple times.
You know, I'm proud of the baby. He ain't saying nothing about getting his dick sucked.
Could you go to jail? Guess who's going to jail tonight? Then he say something about getting his dick sucked. That's weird. Yeah. But it was deep, though.
No, I like it. Yeah. I like what he did, though.
Mm-hmm. He needed to say that. You like his verse better than Jay-Z verse?
No. Okay. Actually, I mean, and that should be huge because I'm not the biggest Jay-Z fan.
Yeah.
But I seen a nigga say, what's his name? Fat Jalen, whatever his name. Yeah.
Him. Yeah.
He was like, well, who pissed Jay-Z off?
Bro.
He snapped.
Oh, he snapped on. That was a
Jay-Z. Jay-Z said, stop all that red capping. He said,
your son's coming home.
Yeah. Man. He said, this might be the return of Watch the Throne. Throne. Or the Throne, yeah. Jay.
He's crazy too.
That's the sad part, bro.
Probably 52, bro.
And rapping better than these 20 and 30 years.
I almost fought my co-worker the other day. He said Nas and Kendrick better than Jay-Z.
Yeah. He got it. He must be 22.
He's 24. I told them niggas that. I said, y'all niggas is weird, bro. Y'all niggas are fucking weird.
Speaking of which.
Why they wear sweatpants and sweatsuits out in 90 degree
I don't fucking
weather?
Know, bro.
Nigga,
that
you
shit
did
weird.
That shit yesterday.
You got to come out now.
You wore it's slacks cool with strings outside. Yesterday.
It's cool outside.
It's September, ain't it? So, it's the goddamn ball, ain't it?
So Kendrick working on an album, right? And y'all know how weird Kendrick is. He posted this little cryptic message shit, you know, essentially saying this would be his last TDE album.
Yep.
But do you think that's his last album? Or
nah, hell no.
His last album on that label?
Going to rock.
Who owns that label?
He going to rock.
I thought he was part owner. I know, but I thought he had stakes in that label.
Maybe. I don't know if you saw, but who's the nigga that did it beat up way back in the day? I forgot, but a nigga was on Breakfast Club the other day. He said niggas are about to get bags, and I'm thinking when he says that he's talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
He's talking about Kendrick, the Drakes,
Steve Stout. Like
Steve Stout, boom.
That's who it was.
Apple is about to start paying these niggas to just put their shit on Apple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and I mean, who better than the two of the biggest acts we've seen? Have y'all heard Kendrick's last track he just put out with his cousin Baby Keem?
Mm-hmm.
You heard
that
it, right?
Shit is fire.
Mm-mm.
Man, look, yeah. I'm not
it's
the biggest.
It's on Apple Music?
Yes, yeah. Nigga. Like,
that shit.
What's the name of it?
That shit fire.
Fuck, what's the name of that song? Bro, I don't know, but Kendrick went fucking crazy, bro.
The only reason I heard it first, it was on SiriusXM.
Okay.
And I was like, I had to go download the motherfucker. I'm
even
like,
Baby Keem went off.
So check this out. If Kendrick drops an album this year, we got a J. Cole album this year, we got a Drake album this year, a Kanye album this year, and a Kendrick album this year.
Yeah, only nigga left, Bryson Tiller.
That shit crazy. I would rather hear from Black than Bryson.
Black, I feel like, because we got a Bryson last year. We did get a Bryson last year.
No, he did the Trap Soul Deluxe.
No, he did a whole album last year. What anniversary. Album?
Yeah, that one that Trap Soul Deluxe.
No, that was a whole. It was just that bad. It just that bad. Give me Black. Yeah, give me Black.
And honestly, I'd rather listen to Brent Fires over.
I wouldn't. That's crazy. All right,
so I could use a like I need. I was kind of impressed with Future on these couple tracks he got
on
with Drake.
Yeah.
They
don't
like
have
it. It seemed like I heard a little bit of old Future like coming out.
You don't think this was his media? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The toxic masculinity.
Yeah.
This is his shit.
You think him and Drake could do another album?
I mean, they would be crazy not to.
Yeah.
Drake said it.
You know what kind of. Money.
So, yeah. Ross actually said that him and Drake talked about doing an album again.
Nigga, they were supposed to do an album in 2011.
Yolo, I just feel like all them songs gonna sound the same.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
All Teflon Don. That whole album sounded the same, but it was a classic.
Yeah.
But same thing with Drake shit. Drake shit sometimes run together.
And that's pretty much because Ross rap about the same shit all the time, though.
Yeah.
Just ball shit.
So does Pusha T.
He don't because for the most part, Pusha T do talk about
coke since I'm two.
Yeah, he talk about coke.
Made a million off the corner.
He talked about deadbeat dads too.
And your baby Adonis.
Hanging out with your boy.
Who?
Certified lover boy.
Hey. Speaking of which,
I know he got a heart in his hairline.
What Cameron coming out with?
I wasn't talking about Cameron. I was more so talking about Soulja Boy.
Big Soulja.
Big Soulja, man.
And so
in the stole my whole fucking flow. Yeah. Word for word, bar for bar.
Drake.
So in a boxing match, who you got? Soulja or yeah?
Soulja gonna beat up Kanye.
I think so too. Why? Cause he Fruit Town by Root Boy? Fuck him.
Nah, cause Kanye.
I'll fight nigga that, and,
Kanye look like Chad now.
A nigga.
He 42 too. We gotta remember that.
Both y'all heads look like thumbs, but you better leave me the fuck alone.
Kanye,
yeah.
Kanye head is, yeah, man.
Well, you better put a stocking on us, bro. What the fuck wrong with
ain't
you?
No stocking. Oh, man. That's funny.
It's just going to be a fucking air bubble right in the middle of your mouth.
You had it. It's right over there.
But look, any nigga that say he going to diss... Anybody that say I'm gonna diss somebody every day for the rest of my life
got some. They heard.
Got something to lose.
Did you hear that verse?
His verse?
Yeah.
Nah.
Bad.
like terrible.
Yeah.
But what's crazy is Soulja Boy posted screenshots from Ye when he sent Ye the verse, and Ye was like, "Bro, you're a fucking genius." Y'all ain't seen that?
Yeah, I saw it.
Hey. We've all lied to somebody before.
I lie to y'all all the time. Yeah. Like, I'm losing weight. You get killed by the day. But your beard flirt. Your beard do be flourishing. Your hairline be flourishing.
Yeah. And you flirting. Goddamn.
I said lie.
With him.
Nah, his beard
talking about flourishing. He saw him pimp.
Nah, hey, cuz, I've been trying to get that for a minute. I'm stressed. It's cause I need to get stressed out. But no, like, so when I saw this screenshot, right, I said, let me see if I can find it. But I went to Worldstar. I forgot how easy Worldstar is accessible. Like,
they still do that
fight compilation?
Okay. The 18 plus not only
really,
shit.
Not really. But now nah, so I go they had the verse up there. I said, this is the worst fucking thing I've ever heard in my life. Easily. It's top three.
I don't know what would make Kanye want to reach out to Soulja Boy anyway.
He probably just seen him on that Versus and was like, let me see what
he can do. See what he did. Like, say he put the locks on. It's like he just be paying attention to shit. And the Versus, he lost, didn't he?
Soulja?
Who,
yeah, he lost.
Yeah.
It's Bow Wow.
Right? Got smoked.
Yeah, y'all think about it like, I was wondering like why Bow Wow don't do concerts. But I'm like, that's got to be weird to perform 12 songs
where you by 12. 13, yeah.
And you 30.
Yeah.
Shit, Bow Wow got a track now that's actually all right.
He
I'm not
going
to listen to it.
He
got to be close to 35.
He a year younger than me, so yeah, 34.
Speaking of it, happy birthday, bro. Yeah.
Appreciate it.
A day late. I mean, of course, we told you happy birthday. Yeah. I told you happy birthday first, brother.
I did. I told him first.
I told him at midnight.
Oh, you texting him?
Yeah.
Y'all weird.
Well, I don't feel like we show him enough love.
I show MJ a lot of love.
You call him.
I ain't bullied you in a minute. Yeah. What you doing?
That's me saying I love you. Fuck you. What's wrong with you?
He ever told you he love you?
Yeah, he
has. No, he ain't. You a goddamn lie.
Yeah.
He never told me.
Justin texted me he loved me the other day. I said, you drunk? Because this some deep black shit.
It was like, what, 10:30?
I don't know. I was like, this is weird.
It was. I DM'd him, too.
You
up? It was like, he posted his gun. I was like, that's cute. Let me shoot.
Yeah, he trying to holler.
I was like, that shit fire, bro. I was like, can I shoot? He was like, say what? I love you, bro. I don't tell you enough. What? Yeah. I feel like we need to tell each other. Like, we love each other.
Nigga, hug your nigga.
Yeah, thanks.
I want flowers. Like, I'm tired of men.
I'm not giving flowers, bro. He mean like in a
relationship. Like, send me flowers.
You want your girl to send you flowers?
Yeah.
For what? That's a waste of $15, right?
Spending money on me is a waste?
No, what I'm saying is use that $15 to bring me a tailgate, bitch.
Nah, I'll
Supreme
flowers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I want
that chicken sandwich.
I want to smell them roses. I want the gnats to be flying around in the kitchen when it's wilting up. You know what I mean? Like,
little bitch.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what's crazy?
Send me an edible arrangement.
I'll take that. Send me pineapples.
So somebody sent Jelena an edible arrangement for her grand opening thing.
She would have been drinking through a straw.
Nah. It was her license.
She supposed to. How'd you be?
You mean eating?
Yeah. It was her line sister. And boy, I tore that edible. Boy, that shit had a chocolate covered pretzel, chocolate covered Oreos, cheesecake.
God damn.
I don't hear about that. He got mad. I tore that motherfucker.
Little dude Brittany Pearson know that edible arrangement was for us. You know what I mean?
She got my name on that. She ain't getting small for a reason.
Nah, it was small.
I shot to eat it.
Speaking of eating. Trick Daddy on some shit.
Yeah, he on some Justin shit.
No, he not.
He on some Justin shit.
No, he not.
I've heard you say you want to be A'd out before.
You have never heard that.
I saw him post it. Yeah. I thought it was the funniest thing.
I didn't say that.
How'd you word it?
I said Trick Daddy be getting 8 hours. I don't even be getting no head. That's what I said.
You paraphrase.
This
nigga Justin told me, he told a bitch one time, yeah, just put my dick to the side.
You're alive. They ain't got to. It's sit down. It just be out the way.
That shit cocked to the left.
It ain't really caught. You know what I'm saying? It's so small, it ain't got to move. All she got to do is move with her nose.
I'm still like...
like a dog.
Bro, I...
What are you eating? I'm no homo
when I say this because it's going to sound crazy.
Yeah, probably will.
I still can't imagine you just getting your ass ate, but what's the formation?
It depends. It depends.
I feel like you just hold your hand on the wall like this.
That's a little much.
And cop back. You know what I mean? Tune it up.
Justin a real nigga, so I feel like he sit on a bitch face.
Well, you got that Megan Thee Stallion knee, son.
Depends on what you do. Depends
on what you show ass doing that shit.
Look. Hey, look.
You're not sexual. Boy, Lil Nas want to find you, boy. Goddamn. He gonna have a field day.
Listen. In all seriousness, I shit way too much as you be sitting on there. I shit at least two times.
I was wondering why you had baby wipes in there. That shit.
That's a disinfecting wipe.
Oh, okay.
Make sure
you don't flush them. I just know you can't do no plumbing work.
This ain't my. They do this. I pay rent for a reason. But now, the thing with what's his name? Trick Daddy. It's the way he looked.
y'all built the same.
Nah, don't ever.
y'all.
I'm 235.
Trick Daddy, he half fat.
Trick Daddy look like he's swollen. he just he got rheumatoid arthritis. That's a little much. I'm sorry. That's gonna get his skin. But no, it was the way he said. He was like, yeah, we be eating the booty. He was like, yeah, I get 8 out. what? I get 8 out.
I say Trick Wild, boy.
I'm feeling it happens.
Nori said, so you had your legs in the air
for that. In the pen.
I said, yo, he too honest.
Hey, he the king of the South.
Pretty much. I don't put my legs. That's a little weird.
All fours.
Nah, that's a little weird. Like I said, if she wanna get up. Yeah, yeah. Like I said, she use her nose and get up under
there. Never mind. I'm sorry.
It's like I just be sitting there, I just be chilling.
You're gonna get a middle school picture.
Captain Morgan.
Yeah. Barrels up.
I also feel like you hold one cheek. You know what I mean?
Spread.
And the other one on her head.
Turn it. You know what I mean?
Ooh, boy. Yeah. That is funny.
I remember when niggas used to say tongue in the butt all wild. Goddamn, man.
We say that all the time, dude. Yeah.
T.I.B.
I said that to a bitch about a year ago. She said, why everybody want to just put their tongue in butts? I was like, you ain't the bitch for me.
Yeah.
If I can't eat your butt, I don't want
to. Believe it or not, there's a lot of women that don't like that shit.
They ain't met me.
You don't force them to like it, huh?
Nah, it ain't that. They just ain't, they ain't been licked right. They just got a nigga that should be a...
you a fan of butt play, though. I've noticed.
Yeah.
Like a lot of like sexual favors you require include some kind of booty hole. Like
you the one told me you had a plug. He said it was a black rose. Stop, I said this cap. Nigga is a wild.
You're capping that.
Oh my god! Right.
Wait, what could I say? Stop the cap.
Remember what I? Never mind. That's
now go ahead. Mm-mm.
You about to be that man Jamaican accent? Come on.
It's cool. I'm accepting, but.
Are you talking about Robert Kelly?
Who? R. Kelly?
Yeah.
What'd he do?
Oh, he asked the girl to put a dildo on his butt while she sucked the dick. And then when she said, no, that's gay, he slapped shit out of her.
What?
Sure? Yeah. It was a part of the trial. Like, what I do is, like, I go on Facebook and, you know, they got that little news tab.
Yeah.
And I just click that and just see. Like,
so imagine being the person, what they call the motherfucker with the typewriter that's sitting, sitting beside the judge.
Like, the fuck?
Yeah. Excuse me.
But hey, she said, like, I guess I forgot where she was from, but she was like, yeah, I've been taught that's gay. He slapped Shadow, like, nah. Like, he slapped Shadow, like, nah, bitch, I ain't gay. You better do this.
What?
The Pied Piper. They say he been piping pies. Like, piping boys.
Well, look.
Yeah, crazy.
Ain't
just women.
On a different note, though, I went back and I've been binge watching The Boondocks. Season 1 might be the best.
You think so?
Man, listen.
Season 3 was ruthless.
Season 1 was the R. Kelly one.
Mm-hmm.
It was, yeah, because Season 3 did have Catch a Freeman in there.
That had to catch a Freeman. It had the fundraising. It had fucking the booty ward.
Man, listen.
Catch a Freeman is like one of the low key best episodes.
Yeah, love that episode.
Yeah, that episode's amazing. All three renditions of Catch a Freeman. Catch a Freeman was a sexy man. He said it's trapeze. Ugh, you made me feel ill. So like that show. It had to come out then. If it was to come out now, it would have been
canceled. Nah. It came
back. Like, watching now, I'm like, I can't believe this show was on.
Yeah, absolutely.
They had an old episode in season 4 where Riley, like, called a boy gay at school. Yep. So they had a big outrage. And so, like, the community came to the house. And he was like, yeah, the LGBT community here. The granddad was like, what's that? He said, lettuce, bacon, tomato.
What's crazy is I was watching, I want to say, Def Comedy Jam, like maybe 2000, maybe 2004. One of the early 2000s.
Yeah.
And the shit these niggas were saying, I was like, you say that shit now if you want to, Steve Harvey. Your ass is goddamn... You out of here, big time.
Yeah,
I'm like,
nah,
bro.
Yeah,
that shit over.
It was crazy. Like, if you go back and watch stuff from, like, I've been watching Reno 911 lately. Reno 911 was racist, sexist, and homophobic, bro. Funny as fuck, though. But, like, it wouldn't have survived now.
I think
Wayans Brothers wouldn't have survived now. Boondocks wouldn't have survived.
What's crazy is I've been on some shit like, I catch myself watching South Park again a lot lately, bro.
It's funny, right?
And they're still wilding. Like,
they're still wilding.
They still wilding. And even Family Guy still wilding. They don't give a fuck.
They owned by Disney now.
And I like it.
Who?
Like,
Family Guy.
You know The Simpsons is on Disney Plus? I'm like, what the fuck?
Disney bought Fox.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's dope, though.
That's a monopoly right there.
So you need to put King of the Hill up there.
King of the Hill was funny.
I've been rewatching it.
That shit,
that joint,
man.
Funny.
Listen.
So me and Danny been rewatching it, and like I forgot how funny it was. It's funnier as an adult than it was as a kid.
I'm not gonna lie to you. As a kid, I used to watch it and laugh off of it. And the crazy thing is, I didn't understand everything that was going on in it as a kid. You know, watching this shit because I ain't had cable growing up. You know, King of the Hill.
Yeah,
that shit came on Channel 43 back at the crib.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that came on at 7:30. It came on at 8. Mm-hmm. And then Family Guy came on at 9 or something. Yeah. That's what we
got. Yeah, man. We got 10 minutes.
What? So, just to recap, man, like, it's a lot that has transpired since the last time we linked up, man. And I don't know what direction this world is going in, man.
Scar. Let's talk about Scar. Please. Scar Pack. Yeah. Okay. All I know is Scar Pack. Yeah. All I know is.
I think I can catch her.
She. I like my eyes. I like my eyes. They said she ran the 100 the other day, and it was 8 lanes, and she came ninth. Like, we still trying to figure out the configuration.
It was the cameraman.
Yeah, they said the Mooring cameraman had her beat. Goddamn.
And he was backpedaling. Yeah, goddamn.
I remember when Shakira was a loud pedal. Then she got C's and stems all
out. Yeah.
She just lost the 200.
Yeah. Nickel bag. You know what I mean?
Reggie.
Yeah, this.
I remember one.
This is some shit I used to buy from Man Man at Liz. Yeah.
Basically, yeah, Scar finished night who she got to start smoking eighths. I said, y'all this is wild, bro. I said, it's true though.
She
And I think it's the arrogance that bothers me.
With her?
Yeah.
It's not the arrogance, it's the fact that she can't back it up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's because, arrogant, but yeah, she can't back it up.
It's the fact that she running against Jamaicans, man.
They train barefooted.
No, they don't.
Oh.
You sure?
I'm sure.
Of course you sure. We ain't been there in 30 years. Fuck you.
10.
Kind of shit.
Nah.
But like, no, like, let's be, like, I forgot about the Jamaican ladies. Right. Nah, they ain't gonna cap.
We invest in two things in Jamaica when it comes to sports.
Soccer.
Football or soccer, whatever y'all want to call it. And track and field. Like, yeah. I guess it's like world class training, bro.
So before you saying it was a nigga that was like top two or three, like,
bro, yeah, because yeah, I mean, you actually at one point Usain used to like be bad off, like his attitude stunk, like he was a sore fucking loser. Mm-hmm. Like if he realized he won't buy to win a race, he would fake a hamstring injury. Like he would do shit like this. So it took a lot of maturing because like this nigga was the world junior champion when he was like 17 fucking years old. And nobody knew that. He used to run with a goddamn gold chain with the cross, the pendant in his mouth. And people thought back then, I mean, shit, this is, you know, mid-2000s. Everybody thought, like, this young nigga is a fucking showboat. Mm-hmm. He got to calm the fuck down. And, like, he kind of fell off the grid for a little bit because he was a 200-meter and a 400-meter specialist, mm-hmm. right? I don't know if y'all remember this guy, Asafa Powell. Yeah. Asafa Powell, he was the Usain Bolt before Usain
Bolt.
That's
who I was thinking about. He was what him and
Tyson Gay and Justin Gatlin used to go at it. Right? And then one day, I don't know what happened. Usain Bolt decides for the Olympic qualifiers, I'm going to run the 100. And this nigga ran the 100 and goddamn walked on everybody. So they took him out of the 400 and said, nigga, you going to run the 100 and the 200. Like, can't nobody catch him around that goddamn curve on the 200. The shit ain't even fair, bro. Yeah. Like, by the time he run 100 meters, like, there's nobody in sight on a 200. Yeah. Like, the only chance niggas have to beat him is the 100. And
has
like,
he won anything other than gold in the, between 18, bruh, between 08 and 16?
Bro, no.
Yeah, I ain't think it's long gold, right?
It's fucking crazy, bro. Like, it's ridiculous. And, like, these girls.
They train just.
Yeah, like
what I'm saying is.
So I seen a picture. It was like a black female track runner from Britain. It was the three Jamaicans and whatnot, and it was like two American black women, and they all like took a picture together or whatnot. And I was like, God damn, these some beautiful fucking women, bro. Like the Britain jump and the Jamaican jump. I'm like, golly, bro. Hey. I don't know what's down there in the water in Jamaica, boy.
Fish.
And
red snapper.
Yeah.
Rice and peas.
In the water?
No. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. How you cook it?
I feel like, they build fires.
And I was like, shit, to me, and they probably shouldn't even be saying this, but I was like, they all look better than Shakira to me.
I don't know if I'll go back. Quite that far. I'm, all I'm saying is, If Shakara would have made it to the Olympics, she would have probably not made it past Heat 1. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like the bitch from.
We was in an outrage, but I won't necessarily. I didn't give a fuck about it. But people were in an outrage about her. Yeah. And then when I watched it, I remember watching the Olympics saying, this bitch would have got smoked. Yeah, like, you know what I mean?
Like the bitch from Czechoslovakia with a gunned her. You know what I mean? Like, she'd have saw taillights. You know what I mean? Like,
arrogance, but
it's not that
she
arrogance.
Has potential.
It's you haven't done anything for this arrogance.
Exactly, yeah.
She has potential.
What about Muhammad Ali? Well, Muhammad Ali was a world champion. Michael Jordan was a world champion. Yeah. All these people, world champions. She has nothing to show for it, to have
she tried to. She want to heat. Hold on. I'm not even trying to ride down on Shorty, but she tried to compare herself to Muhammad Ali.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so goddamn.
This dude went against Vietnam.
It was like publicist or something speaking for her.
Yeah, like she was running. She was running against cross country niggas. Goddamn, at the shit over here, and this the real fucking deal. Like, you're running against the fastest people in the fucking world. In the world.
Like, the Jamaicans finished 1, 2, and 3 in the Olympics. And they finished 1, 2, and 3 in front of her.
Like, people at the Olympics are less than 1%ers, bro. Like, it is. You have to be pretty much a fucking amazing at what you do.
Because them Jamaicans, they don't win, they don't eat.
Fuck, y'all think we from a village in Africa, nigga?
Have you seen you look a little hungry in the throat.
He's one of the richest athletes there is.
I know, man.
Yeah. I mean.
I see his hairline.
He don't give a fuck.
Well, he in Captain Phillips.
Cool Running.
I'm the captain now.
He was in Cool Running.
That do look like him. Same grain of hair.
That's what it is.
Yeah, it's a grain of hair in the forehead.
Yeah.
Oh man,
I could be Shikari though.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah,
you can.
Y'all still got.
I'll dust your bitch ass.
We've been trying to get this going for.
Yeah,
we're right now.
Yeah. My knees feel good too. Fuck wrong with you?
You wore Crocs over here, didn't
you? Fuck wrong with you?
It's the
I got some 97s in the trunk. I
stop
can slide
I'll race you right
on the game. And fuck you mean.
One of them can go live too. What's up?
Yeah, fuck you mean.
I bet.
How much money you got? I put $1,000 on it right now.
You trying to get you 10. To put your pussy on live. I might
do that. Black, what?
$1,000.
For the foot race, Black.
Oh, I thought you
horny.
You sick son of a bitch.
Yeah, you got fast out. None of that. Goddamn.
Yeah. Oh, you come over here in a fake ass Gucci shirt. You been on some bullshit. What's that? Burberry. You got baby shower coming up.
Target coming up.
This shit might say Faded Glory
this time.
Faded Glory. Whoa. Yeah. Hey, Faded Glory might have been the most fadedest jeans ever. Real no bullshit.
Especially if they were black.
Yeah, they were actually black within a week.
I used to wear Faded Glory polo shirts, the navy blue polo shirts in school.
Yeah, that's what you posted. That's what they were made for.
Damn right.
Them jeans, though, were fading quick.
I ain't never bought a pair of them.
Bro, when you gonna take us to Kingston, man? Kingston.
Like,
I can take you to
Kingston. Like, Kingston. You mean you talking about Kingston besides Pink Hill?
I can take
like,
you there.
Kingston outside Greenville? I take you there tomorrow. You know what I mean?
Nah, I'm talking about goals, bro.
Yeah. Now, everybody got a head like Jerry Stackhouse. What's up?
Yeah. Nah, we can go.
Kingston,
I heard the nightlife out there is legit.
Shit, not right now. Shit.
Are you from Kingston?
Yeah, I was born in Kingston. Yeah. Shit, Jamaica right now is more like people are going to Jamaica on vacation. They're mad as shit.
Really?
Yeah, Andrew Holness, who's the prime minister of Jamaica, he got that bitch on tight lock.
You better be careful. He killed the president of Haiti.
That's different. That's different.
Man, they ain't go.
Jamaicans ain't, no offense to Jamaica, but Haiti different. I'm saying like they overtaking governments. It's different. It's like they on the Taliban level.
All right, so it's a lot deeper than that shit as far as Jamaica is concerned. Like these politicians are criminals
in Jamaica.
Yes,
I saw that Sean is running for office or something. Yeah. Some shit.
Who?
Sean.
He did that like 10 years ago.
Yeah, fucking Wyclef Jean ran for the president of Haiti. Yeah. Better be glad he ain't win.
I can see him dead now. Yeah, I can see Lauren at the...
Someone really called 911. You seen how he ended up in Shotters, right? Y'all seen Shotters?
No. Nah.
Yeah, smoked them like a goddamn turkey. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I heard... I was watching the interview. I forgot who they were interviewing, but they were basically saying, like, when people go to, like, the resorts in Jamaica and stuff like that, like, the food is pretty much trash at those resorts.
Nah, yeah, we ain't eating there when we go.
Right. They say, like, you got to go to, like, in the city, and that's where you really get a good feel for it.
Chop my chicken off.
Me and JT went to Church's Chicken yesterday to buy lunch for the office, and the sanitation score was 85, and I high-fived
the worker, cashier. Everybody.
All right, you nasty bitch. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Food penis and it's slap.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
You ever been to a Waffle House over at 92?
I've never seen one.
I actually want to see a roach while I'm walking in.
Yeah.
Smoking.
That's the sea
one. I need the cook to be smoking a cigarette outside.
Yeah. I'll be in there in a minute.
Yeah.
Don't wash your hands either. pull one back in.
Pull the dishes out the sink. Yeah. Don't even rinse them off.
Waffle tastes like ass.
That's fine. A little syrup. Ain't that but a little bit of strength.
How you want the water? Chocolate chips and ass, please.
Ain't that but a little bit of strength. Yeah.
And I need y'all to be arguing in there. I just need to be flustered, frustrated. Yeah, you know frustrated. What I mean? Toxic.
And the whole time it's just us in there. They mad. I don't know why.
This need to be a toxic environment at 3 a.m.
Yeah. Hey, but like, I was like, why y'all arguing? It's just us four here.
I've been to one brand new Waffle House in Virginia Beach, and we left.
Yeah, why?
Because
it was too clean.
It was way too clean.
Yeah.
I said, y'all take y'all.
I went to Waffle House the other day. I went to Waffle House the other day, and the bitch got the nerve to yell out, Trey Nug!
In the Waffle House?
She just quit the job. She just quit the job.
Barbecue sandwich, extra slush. It's like, I'm like, bitch, I ordered a goddamn also. What the fuck we talking about? Yeah. How about Trey Nug? Yeah, y'all funny, man. I'm telling you.
Ooh. I miss y'all, man.
I needed this. We ain't got nothing else.
Nah, it's time to go.
It's time to go. 62 minutes. Gotta go.
Take us out. Jeez.
Me?
Yeah.
Let me see.
Okay. I thought I was Lil Wayne for like 2 minutes. Lil Wayne.
What I got for y'all?
Hey, straightening is like the best term I've ever heard.
Ain't nothing but a little bit of straightening.
Yeah, that shit fire. I'm so tired of niggas asking what it is. Just don't.
That album was good too.
Yeah, it was.
Migos shit was good.
Were you in Hawaii when they came out?
I think so.
Yeah, God, I feel like you won't hear for that. I feel like we played. Yeah, you won't, because it was just us three in here listening to it.
MJ, just remember, when you think about giving up, you've only used 40% of your brain's capacity.
Good night.
We're going to go out on that?
No, fuck. That's some deep shit. That's heavy.
It's him.
I've been reading and listening to books, man. I'm on some different shit, man. Yeah.
One fish, two fish.
Ain't that in the cookbook or diet book? Ain't that some goddamn shit? Let's go home.
Martha Stewart's home again.
I ain't seen you in a while. If you gonna bully him, I'm gonna bully you, bitch.
I ain't bullied no.
You call him bullying
me? Yeah, y'all said my hand looked like the hamburger helper man. If that ain't bullying, I don't know what bullying is.
It do. It's like you took a surgical glove and blew in it. And that's what your hand looks like. It'll hit better.
The delivery won't.
If I would have had one.
Hey, episode 100, man. Appreciate y'all riding out with us.
101 will be in 2022 at this rate.
Yeah, Black got a deployment to motherfucking
Greece.
Chesapeake.
Chesapeake?
Yeah. Yeah, fellas, I got to go to Chesapeake 3 weeks.
He said Pocosin.
You going to be on Pocosin.
What the hell is that?
Yeah, you know what Pocosin is?
Out of nowhere.
On the island of Virginia.
And look, love y'all, man. I appreciate everybody that's been supporting us from day one.
No kidding.
Or from, goddamn it, since yesterday. Either way, man. Love y'all.
Send a GoFundMe link for a gold tooth for black.
Yeah.
Good night.